Shabbat Shalom. This is July 4th, 2015. I do have a message that the Lord has put upon my heart. This is a message that primarily is offered to my family and friends and church members. But if this does make its way into your hands, I do want to give you a warning that you will be responsible for your actions or reactions to what you hear in this message. And God will hold you accountable for it. So this is a chance, if this has made its way into your hands, then God is giving you a chance to repent of your sins. And this is something that must take place now, immediately amongst God's people. Repentance is not only a change of mindset, it's a change of actions, which means it changed what you're doing. You are responsible for this, and you will have enough time to make necessary preparations in your life, and you will have time to warn your family and friends. And rest assured, they will also be responsible for what it is they hear from your mouth. So I give you the option to either hear, Shema, or forbear. The choice is yours. So this message is titled, Thy Life for a Prey. This is a warning to my family, my friends, and for the American church. This is given on Independence Day 2015, 239 years since the birth of this once great Christian, once great nation of the United States of America, who has descended into Babylon and has become the end time Babylon of our day. Let me open in prayer. Father in heaven, Lord, I humble myself before you. I ask you for help. I ask that you would rend my heart and the hearts of those who hear this message. I pray that truth would only proceed from my mouth. I pray, Lord Jesus Christ, that you would be glorified above every name. I pray that this would bring true repentance in amongst us first and foremost, and to anyone who would hear this message. Lord, I ask for your grace, and I ask for your Spirit now to lead and guide and be my words and fill my mind, fill my mouth. Protect us now as we hear the word of the Lord, and I ask that you would speak to us clearly and give us direction according to Proverbs chapter 3 that says that you will direct our paths if we acknowledge you, if we lean not unto our own understanding, but we acknowledge you in all our ways, that we will trust in the Lord with all our heart, and that you will direct our paths. I pray this in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. What you see here in your notes is a picture that was published on June 30th, 2015. The picture is, if you do not have a set of notes, the picture is of a bald eagle with a crow riding on its back. This was taken in Washington State, and so it's not a coincidence that this picture was taken in a state that has the same name of the place that is the seat of our capital, this nation. This crow rode upon the back of this eagle, and there is an article that has a series of photos of this crow riding on the back of this eagle. We've had a couple very historic things that have occurred in the last few years. We have probably had one of the most historic Supreme Court rulings in terms of publicity that has happened in the past week or so, or a little over a week. The Supreme Court has ruled in favor of sodomite marriage. I had said and spoken last week that this really, if you go according to the letter of the law, understanding that marriage in the form of involving the government is a contract between two parties that cannot be denied to sodomites if they would like to get married. And the real issue is that the government should never be involved in marriage in the first place, and we would never have this argument. The American church was once great. We had once evangelized the world, and now we have descended into apostasy, greed, prosperity, humanism, postmodern, idolatry of man. We have eaten from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and we have enjoyed what we have tasted. And therefore now, this judgment is not, it is not a root of a tree, it's a fruit of a tree. It's a result of the church of Jesus Christ rejecting the law of God. And therefore, we have nothing but to just simply descend further and further into sin. Revelation chapter 16 gives a picture of the pit of hell opening up and unclean spirits being released upon the earth. And they're pictured as frogs. Howard Pittman had a vision where he was taken into the second heaven and he was shown the camp of the devil and their troops, and he was taken into a place where he saw a man who was, in essence, getting ready to lust over a woman. And there was an unclean frog that was up on the front of him. And as soon as the man allowed the lust to take root, the frog jumped in and entered into him. That is what we've seen released upon this world. I believe that your unclean spirits are now will increase more and more as the days go on. I want to make something very clear. This is not about homosexuality. This is not about being in opposition to that ruling of which I am, and I renounce all agreements and attachments to it and the government which presumes to act on my behalf that made that ruling. I am not in agreement. I am in disagreement, and I rebuke this government and these wicked judges who do not bring justice to this country in Jesus' name. However, this is about the Church of Jesus Christ departing from the living God, and therefore these things occurring as a result of that. These are byproducts that are occurring in our day, not prime products. And the issue of our day will be made that these are prime products, and therefore the thing to focus on for the church, because they have no righteousness. Because we don't know what righteousness is, because we haven't been taught what righteousness is, because our forefathers and we have rejected the law of God. Therefore, the Christian church in America will unite with the harlot of Rome and return to her roots, because they are the daughters of the whore of Rome, who is the end time mystery Babylon the Great, the woman who rides the beast. And they will unite on the basis of secular morality disguised as Christian principles. The reality is that the Church of Rome will come off in this as if they are taking a hard stance against what has taken place. And therefore, those who are ignorant of true righteousness and of the law of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob will unite with her in thinking that they are doing a good thing and serving the Lord. And it will be just as Jesus said, that those who kill you will think they are doing God's service, because they will persecute you because you will not join with them. If you're hearing my voice and you are one of those people, remember this in the day that you turn your hand against this kind of word. Jeremiah chapter 12 and verse 5. Jeremiah has been complaining before the Lord for the words that God has been showing him. And I will start, I guess, in verse 1. He says, "Righteous art thou, O Lord, when I plead with thee. Yet let me talk with thee of thy judgments. Wherefore doth the way of the wicked prosper? Wherefore are all they happy that deal very treacherously? Thou hast planted them. Yea, they have taken root. They grow. Yea, they bring forth fruit. Thou art near in their mouth and far from their reins." They have the Lord on their lips, but yet that which is driving them and directing their life is far from them, far from him. "But thou, O Lord, knowest me. Thou hast seen me and tried mine heart toward thee. Pull them out like sheep for the slaughter, and prepare them for the day of slaughter. How long shall the land mourn, and the herbs of every field wither, for the wickedness of them that dwell therein? The beasts are consumed, and the birds, because they said, He shall not see our last end." The Lord responds to Jeremiah, and he says, "If thou hast run with the footmen, and they have wearied thee, then how canst thou contend with horses? And if in the land of peace, wherein thou trustest, they wearied thee, then how wilt thou do in the swelling of Jordan? For even thy brethren in the house of thy father, even they have dealt treacherously with thee. Yea, they have called a multitude after thee. Believe them not, though they speak fair words unto thee. The swelling of Jordan is referenced in Jeremiah 49:19 and Jeremiah 50:44 of Babylon coming and destroying the land of specifically Judea and Jerusalem. But the swelling of Jordan is judgment. The swelling of Jordan is judgment. So the thing we need to take away from this is this. We are in a time of peace. There is judgment that this ruling that's come down is judgment from the Lord upon the Church of Jesus Christ in America, or that which calls itself the Church of Jesus Christ in America. And we're still in a land of peace. So it's time for us to step up, to buck up, to be men, to be women of God, because there's work to do. Stop your complaining. Stop your murmuring in your hearts. Stop your justification of sin. Stop our justification of worldliness and ungodliness. And stop our setting up of things and people above the Lord God. If He has something for us to do, we need to begin to practice obedience in our lives and be securely founded upon those things. Revelation chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. The Lord is speaking to the church in Sardis. He says, "And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, These things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain, that are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast, and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Thou hast a few names even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." Strengthen that which remaineth. There is nothing left that remains in this country. We murder the innocent, thousands upon thousands every single day. We have thrown off the Bible of our forefathers, the King James Bible, in favor of modern textual criticism, which is just simply the Jesuit order who has influenced us and puffed and flamed our pride of our minds, that we set ourselves above the Word of God and judge it. In reality, we're judging ourselves unrighteous by doing so. We have destroyed now the foundation of society and the church, which is the family. We have destroyed marriage, which is the first institution that God put in this earth, in this country. There is nothing left to remain. The churches are 501c3 and have made contracts with Babylon. They're not allowed to go against this ruling. They're in agreement with it. They're in contract with it. They will not speak out against it. And the ones that do will be persecuted. There is nothing left. So therefore, the very next thing which brings about the demise of a nation of people, which is coming against the covenant God made with Abraham, will be the next step that we do. We will come and seek to divide the land. We will do that next, because that is that is the thing that causes God's fury, he says, to rise up before his face and causes him to destroy a nation. We are not in agreement with this. There are lots of talks of revivals, moves of the Spirit, various things that are coming upon this country and various people talking about these things. Understand, these are not coming. These are religious spirits masquerading as the Holy Spirit. These are wicked devils who have tickled men's ears and have deceived them. These are spirits of sorcery and divination and witchcraft, disguising themselves as the Spirit of the living God. We are not in agreement with this, and we will not join with anybody who are peddling these witchcraft spirits. The pre-tribulation rapture has caused the church in America to go to sleep, waiting to be woken up. But the Bible tells us that when you're asleep, you're woken up by judgment. You're woken up to be excluded, like the five foolish virgins. The church in America is asleep because of the pre-tribulation rapture doctrine that is false, that tells them they will never see persecution. Persecution is coming upon the church in America because it is what we need. God will bring it in His mercy upon us because it will refine us and cause us to be white. Jesus Christ Himself told the church in Laodicea, I counsel thee, Revelation chapter 3, I'll start in verse 15. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. The judgment that will come upon the people in this nation will cause the true believers to separate from the false believers. It will separate the wheat from the chaff. It will reveal that which is God's and that which is not. And it will be a glorious thing for the Lord God, and Jesus Christ will be lifted up. And there will be a great revival, but it will come after the persecution. It will come after the judgment and not before. The churches in China, there's a state church, just like there is in America, the 501c3 corporate body that has gotten in bed with Babylon. They are not the church in China. There's an underground revival taking place in China, and they're persecuted, and they have homes and house churches, and it's not spoken of, and it's glorious for the Lord. In these Middle Eastern countries, Sammy was listening to something this morning, speaking of a woman who was with the Voice of the Martyrs, and she was speaking of these Muslim countries. And I was unaware of this, that in the Muslim countries, there are droves upon droves of Muslims coming to the Lord Jesus Christ. She told of a story of a man who had a dream of a man in white saying, come and follow me. He was in the Taliban. Come and follow me. And he said, who are you? And he said, I am the Lord Jesus Christ. Come and follow me. So he went back and he told his family and they threw him in the dungeon. He got out of the dungeon. He went to tell his wife and he said, I've got to tell you what happened to me. And she said, no, let me tell you what happened to me. I had this dream of this man in white. And he said, my name is Jesus. Come and follow me. See, Sammy and I, we were at the zoo yesterday. We went to the zoo yesterday morning to take the kids over there before the baby comes. And we were walking down through the aisleway, and there we saw this man, and there was this family. And, you know, I don't like to judge by appearance, but it was very obvious that they were not people of God, the family as a whole. You know, there was probably 10 or 12 of them. And there was a man who was probably in his 50s, and you could tell he had a hard life written on his face, you know. a hard life that he had lived out, and a life that I was living in my past before the Lord had corrected me. And the man turned around, and I almost bumped shoulders with the guy as he turned to say it to his family, and he made a declaration to his family, and he said, "I want to tell you guys, I'm going to church on Sunday." And it was one of the most glorious things that I'd ever seen. Me and Sammy looked at each other, and it buckled me for a number of minutes. Right as I was walking by, the Lord just showed me that. And there's going to be people like that who are coming out of the undesirables that the church is looking at, that is looking at them as undesirables, and they're going to come out, and Jesus Christ is going to get glory out of them. Because the sad reality is that Jesus Christ had a church that had everything given to her in this country, and he didn't get anything but disdain and rejection from her. So he's going to go to those who are the outcasts, like Jacob's flock. He's going to go to the spotted and the speckled sheep, and he's going to pull them out of there, and they're going to come and follow him, and they're going to be fruitful and multiply. Jeremiah lived this out, and I've been reading the book of Jeremiah. He lived this out. He lived in Judea and Jerusalem at a time when the nation thought it was great, and yet it was wretched. He lived in Jerusalem at a time when the prophets were telling the king that everything was going to be great. There were coming revivals. The church is going to rise up. All of these things that were false. And Jeremiah stood in the public places and said, "Judgment is coming upon the land. Babylon is coming. Nebuchadnezzar is going to overrun you, and he's going to destroy your children, and he's going to rape your wives, and he's going to burn your houses, and he's going to kill your flock. And he's going to take your lands, and you're going to watch it happen." And they hated Jeremiah. They hated him, and they told him to stop. "You shut your mouth. You don't preach this message to these people." Hosea 4:6 through 10 says, "My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge." And we see that everywhere. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Let's go on. Everybody in the church says, "My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children. As they were increased, so they sinned against me. Therefore will I change their glory into shame," which is what has happened in this country. "They eat up the sin of my people, and they set their heart on iniquity. And there shall be like people, like priests, and I will punish them for their ways, and reward them their doings. For they shall eat and not have enough. They shall commit whoredom and shall not increase, because they have left off to take heed to the Lord." He goes on, and in verse 13, he says, "They sacrifice on the tops of the mountains and burn incense upon the hills under the oaks and poplars and elms, because the shadow thereof is good. Therefore your daughters shall commit whoredom, and your spouses shall commit adultery. I will not punish your daughters when they commit whoredom, nor your spouses when they commit adultery. For themselves are separated with whores, and they sacrifice with harlots. Therefore, the people that doth not understand shall fall." The Church of Jesus Christ in America has committed whoredom with the government through the 501c3 contract because of greed, that they could get a tax break when it was already given to them in the Constitution that we have rejected in this country that was founded upon the Bible. And because of this whoredom, now, the Sodomites rule over this land. A state religion has been created, and you are not allowed to disagree with it, or it is a hate crime. The thought police will come and charge you with a hate crime because you stand for the Bible. The next thing that will occur, because the churches in America have rejected the pure stream, the Textus Receptus, come down through the King James Bible in English that is given to an English-speaking people, we will reject the Bible in this country, period, and will therefore be rejected. Because God gives us what we ask for. Whether it be Him or whether it be sin, He gives us what we ask for. And we ask for sin, if we ask for idolatry, if we ask for whoredom, He will give it to us and it will destroy us and He will allow it to do so. Hosea 4:13, your daughters shall commit whoredom and your spouses shall commit adultery. What a contrast to the verse that we hear all of the brethren, all of the churches in America saying in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. What a contrast. Now we are not in the place of Philippians 4:13, which actually says I can suffer, I can sacrifice, which is the true meaning of the word. I can do those things through Christ who strengthens me. So we go to Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 19. And we're going to live out the life of Jeremiah with him. Because this is where we are in this country. Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 19. My bowels. I am pained at my very heart. My heart maketh a noise in me. I cannot hold my peace because thou hast heard, O my soul, the sound of the trumpet, the alarm of war. Destruction upon destruction is cried, for the whole land is spoiled. Suddenly are my tents spoiled and my curtains in a moment. How long shall I see the standard and hear the sound of the trumpet? For my people is foolish. They have not known me. They are sottish children, and they have none understanding. They are wise to do evil, but to do good they have no knowledge. I beheld the earth, and lo, it was without form and void, and the heavens, and they had no light. I beheld the mountains, and lo, they trembled, and all the hills moved lightly. I beheld, and lo, there was no man, and the birds of the heavens were fled. I beheld, and lo, the fruitful place as was a wilderness, and all the cities thereof were broken down at the presence of the Lord, and by His fierce anger. For thus saith the Lord, for thus hath the Lord said, the whole land shall be desolate, yet will I not make a full end. I want you guys to know that this is a message of grace. This is an opportunity. This message is titled, Thy Life for a Prey. For this shall the earth mourn, and the heavens above be black, because I have spoken it. I have purposed it, and will not repent, neither will I turn back from it. The whole city shall flee for the noise of the horsemen and bowmen. They shall go into thickets and climb up upon the rocks. Every city shall be forsaken, and not a man dwell therein. And when thou art spoiled, what wilt thou do? Though thou clothest thyself with crimson, though thou deckest thyself with ornaments of gold, though thou rentest thy face with painting, in vain shalt thou make thyself fair. Thy lovers will despise thee. They will seek thy life. Church in America, your lover, the government, will despise you and seek your life because you have decked yourself with crimson and scarlet and gotten back in bed with the harlot of Rome. And you've decked yourself with gold and jewels and you've drunken from the cup of her hand, which is full of abominations and is full of the blood of the saints of the Most High that have been shed all over the earth. Church of America, the blood is on our hands. For I have heard a voice as a woman in travail, and the anguish of her that bringeth forth her first child, the voice of the daughter of Zion that bewaileth herself, that spreadeth her hand, saying, Woe is me now, for my soul is wearied because of murderers. Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 4. And these are the words that the Lord spake concerning Israel and concerning Judah. For thus saith the Lord, We have heard a voice of trembling, of fear and not of peace. Ask ye now, and see whether a man doth travail with child. Wherefore do I see every man with his hands on his loins as a woman in travail, and all faces are turned into paleness? Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. Hallelujah. For it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord of hosts, that I will break his yoke from off thy neck, and will burst thy bonds, and strangers shall no more serve themselves of him. But they shall serve the Lord their God, and David their king, whom I will raise up unto them. This is the message for our church. Therefore fear thou not, O my servant Jacob, saith the Lord, neither be dismayed, O Israel, for lo, I will save thee from afar, and thy seed from the land of their captivity. And Jacob shall return, and shall be in rest, and be quiet, and none shall make him afraid. For I am with thee, saith the Lord, to save thee. Though I make a full end of all nations whither I have scattered thee, yet will I not make a full end of thee, but I will correct thee in measure, and will not leave thee altogether unpunished. For thus saith the Lord, thy bruise is incurable, and thy wound is grievous. There is none to plead thy cause, that thou mayest be bound up. Thou hast no healing medicines. All thy lovers have forsaken thee. They seek thee not. For I have wounded thee with the wound of an enemy, with the chastisement of a cruel one, for the multitude of thine iniquity, because thy sins were increased. Why criest thou for thine affliction? Thy sorrow is incurable for the multitude of thine iniquity. Because thy sins were increased, I have done these things unto thee. Therefore all they that devour thee shall be devoured, and all thine adversaries, every one of them, shall go into captivity, and they that spoil thee shall be a spoil, and all that prey upon thee will I give for a prey. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord, because they called thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. See, Jeremiah was given a word from the Lord to tell them that judgment was coming. Repent of your sins. And they didn't heed it. So in this day, we have false prophets rising up amongst the people, telling them revival is coming. Revival is coming. Judgment is coming, my friends. We have false prophets rising up amongst the people, saying, gird your loins, gather your guns, let's go out and fight against them. The judgment is of the Lord, my friend. Will a man strive with his maker? Don't be as Paul, where the Lord says, it's hard for thee to kick against the pricks, Paul. This judgment is coming from the Lord. Understand me clearly, I am not telling you to get rid of your guns. I am not telling you that you can't defend your homes. I am telling you that if you join a resistance against that which is coming upon this land, you will die by the sword. And your wives and your children's will watch you die a gruesome death. And you will watch your wives and your children's die gruesome deaths. Leviticus 26 tells us very clearly when we are in judgment that we are to accept the judgment from the Lord. When God is bringing the judgment, the only one that can deliver us in the time of judgment is the one who is bringing it, the Lord God Almighty. We must seek Him now and ask Him to shelter us and to remember our homes and our families in the day of His judgment. Remember me when you come in your kingdom, just as the man on the cross said to the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord told Jeremiah, thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man, this is Jeremiah 17, verse 5, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. If you put your trust in your gun, your right arm, your strength, you will have the curse upon your home. The dragon was given power to wage war against the woman and to overcome her. But they that overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. For he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land, and not be inhabited. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when the heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. The heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Friends, don't let your heart deceive you. If you wage war against the dragon, he has been given authority to overcome you. I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. You see, the Lord's turning Jeremiah back to the first psalm, which says, Blessed is the man that walketh not according to the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. See, the Lord was pointing Jeremiah back to this verse. He was telling him, Jeremiah, judgment is coming. Tell them not to fight against Babylon, they will lose their lives. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, it says, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. You see, friends, it is judgment that separates the righteous from the ungodly. We cannot tell the difference right now. But it will be just as in the parable that Yeshua told, where the angel asked him, Lord, shall I root them out? He said, no. Wait for the harvest, lest you root out the righteous with the wicked. Because in the harvest, that which is righteous produces fruit, and that which is wicked shows itself to be but chaff. It is the judgment that separates the righteous from the wicked. That is the mercy of the Lord. Don't mistake what I'm saying. It is the grace of God. Jeremiah 17:15, he said, Behold, they say unto me, Where is the word of the Lord? Let it come now. And we even say it in this country today. As for me, I have not hastened from being a pastor to follow thee, neither have I desired the woeful day. Thou knowest, that which came out of my lips was right before thee. Be not a terror unto me, thou art my hope in the day of evil. Let them be confounded that persecute me. Let them be dismayed. But let not me be dismayed. Bring upon them the day of evil, and destroy them with double destruction. See, the Lord told Jeremiah in the next verse, Jeremiah, go stand in the gate where the kings of Judah come in and come out. And say unto them, Hear ye the word of the Lord, ye kings of Judah, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Enter in by these gates. Thus saith the Lord, Take heed to yourselves, and bear no burden on the Sabbath day, nor bring it in by the gates of Jerusalem. Neither carry forth a burden out of your houses on the Sabbath day, neither do you any work. But hallow ye the Sabbath day, as I have commanded your fathers. But they obeyed not, neither inclined they their ear. They made their necks stiff, that they might not hear, nor receive instruction. And it shall come to pass, if ye diligently hearken unto me, saith the Lord, to bring in no burden through the gates of this city on the Sabbath day, but hallow the Sabbath day to do no work therein. Then shall there enter into the gates of this city kings and princes sitting upon the throne of David, riding in chariots and horses, that they and their princes, the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and the city shall remain forever. He goes on in the last verse of the chapter, But if ye will not hearken unto me to hallow the Sabbath day, and not to bear a burden, even entering in at the gates of Jerusalem on the Sabbath day, then I will kindle a fire in the gates thereof, and it shall devour the palaces of Jerusalem, and it shall not be quenched. Make no mistake, the Adventists are correct. There will be a Sunday law. The Adventists are correct. God has shown them truth in that matter. He goes on in Jeremiah 18, the word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, Arise and go down to the potter's house. And Paul spoke of the potter and the clay. And there I will cause thee to hear my words. This is what he's referring to. Oh, that the Lord would give wisdom and understanding to the churches who preach upon the potter, about the potter through Paul's words, that he would turn them back to Jeremiah 18 to understand what it is that Paul was saying. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels, and the vessel that he made was of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, Cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel. At what instant I shall speak concerning a nation, and concerning a kingdom, to pluck up, and to pull down, and to destroy it, take heed. If that nation against whom I have pronounced turned from their evil, I will repent of the evil that I thought to do unto them. And at what instant I shall speak concerning a nation, and concerning a kingdom, to build and to plant it, if it do evil in my sight, that it obey not my voice, then I will repent of the good wherewith I said I would benefit them. And the Lord brought those twin towers down in the very place that our first president made a covenant with him, in the house of the Lord that has his name, Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, above the door, that said if this nation ever departed from the Lord, that it would be destroyed. And that church was the only thing that was saved. And that which saved it was a sycamore tree. Now therefore go to, speak to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, thus saith the Lord, behold, I frame evil against you and devise a device against you. Return ye now every one from his evil way, and make your ways and your doings good. And they said, there is no hope, but we will walk after our own devices, and we will every one do the imagination of his evil heart. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, ask ye now among the heathen, who hath heard such things? The virgin of Israel hath done a very horrible thing. Will a man leave the snow of Lebanon, which cometh from the rock of the field? Or shall the cold flowing waters that come from another place be forsaken? Because my people hath forgotten me, they have burned incense to vanity, and they have caused them to stumble in their way from the ancient paths, to walk in paths in a way not cast up, to make their land desolate and a perpetual hissing. Every one that passeth by thereby shall be astonished and wag his head. I will scatter them as with an east wind before the enemy. I will show them the back and not the face in the day of their calamity. And the same thing will be done in this country. Many of those calling themselves by the name of the Lord will call out to him in a time of trouble, and he will show them the back. I pray it's not you, my friends. You see, those who will be protected are already under his wings. They're underneath him already. He doesn't need to turn to them. Then said they, come and let us devise devices against Jeremiah. For the law shall not perish from the priest, nor counsel from the wise, nor the word from the prophet. Come and let us smite him with the tongue, and let us not give heed to any of his words. Give heed to me, O Lord, and hearken to the voice of them that contend with me. This is my prayer for myself. Shall evil be recompensed for good? For they have digged a pit for my soul. Remember that I stood before thee to speak good for them, and to turn away thy wrath from them, Lord. Therefore deliver up their children to the famine, and pour out their blood by the force of the sword, and let their wives be bereaved of their children and be widows, and let their men be put to death, let their young men be slain by the sword in battle. Let a cry be heard from their houses, when thou shalt bring a troop suddenly upon them, for they have digged a pit to take me, and hid snares for my feet. Yet, Lord, thou knowest all their counsel against me to slay me. Forgive not their iniquity, neither blot out their sin from thy sight, but let them be overthrown before thee. Deal thus with them in the time of thine anger. He goes on in Jeremiah chapter 19, verse 14. Then came Jeremiah from Tophet, whither the Lord had sent him to prophesy. And he stood in the court of the Lord's house and said to all the people, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will bring upon this city and upon all their towns, all her towns, all the evil that I have pronounced against it, because they have hardened their necks, that they might not hear my words. Now what happens here is that the false prophets of the Lord rise up against Jeremiah, and they take counsel to have him silenced and to have him shut up in the prison. This man Pashur, the son of Immer, the priest, in chapter 20, verse 1, who was also chief governor in the house of the Lord, heard that Jeremiah prophesied these things. Then Pashur smote Jeremiah the prophet and put him in the stocks, that were in the high gate of Benjamin, which was by the house of the Lord. And it came to pass on the morrow that Pashur brought forth Jeremiah out of the stocks. Then said Jeremiah unto him, The Lord hath not called thy name Pashur, but Magor Misabib, which means terror all around, or fear all around. For thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will make thee a terror to thyself and to all thy friends, and they shall fall by the sword of their enemies, and thine eyes shall behold it. And I will give all Judah into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall carry them captive into Babylon, and shall slay them with the sword. Moreover, I will deliver all the strength of this city, and all the labors thereof, and all the precious things thereof, and all the treasures of the kings of Judah will I give into the hand of their enemies, which shall spoil them, and take them, and carry them to Babylon. And thou, Pashur, and all that dwell in thine house shalt go into captivity, and thou shalt come to Babylon, and there shalt thou shalt die, and shall be buried there, thou and all thy friends to whom thou hast prophesied lies. O Lord, thou hast deceived me, and I was deceived, Jeremiah says. Thou art stronger than I, and hast prevailed. I am in derision daily. Everyone mocketh me. For since I spake, I cried out, I cried violence and spoil, because of the word of the Lord was made a reproach unto me and a derision daily. Then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name, but his word was in mine heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay. That's where I stand in my heart right now. See, Zedekiah, who was the king, came to Jeremiah and he asked him, Tell me the truth. Jeremiah 21:3. Then said Jeremiah unto him, Thus shall ye say to Zedekiah, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, Behold, I will turn back the weapons of war that are in your hands, wherewith ye fight against the king of Babylon, and against the Chaldeans, which besiege you without the walls, and I will assemble them into the midst of the city, and I myself will fight against you with an outstretched hand, and with a strong arm, even in anger, and in fury, and in great wrath. And I will smite the inhabitants of this city, both man and beast. They shall die of a great pestilence. Friends, don't fight the judgment of the Lord. Please don't do it. We stand in a day where pastors refuse to speak righteousness, where prophets and pastors refuse to preach the word of the Lord in truth and uprightness and holiness, demanding holiness in our lives, even though our Lord said, Be ye holy, for I am holy. And we peddle wicked, antichrist religious devils to each other, feigning them as the Holy Ghost, when His name itself should tell us that it should make us holy. He is the Holy Ghost. He should make us holy. Jeremiah 23:1. Woe be to the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith the Lord. Therefore thus saith the Lord God of Israel against the pastors that feed my people. Ye have scattered my flock, and driven them away, and have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doings, saith the Lord, and I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all the countries whither I have driven them, and will bring them again to their folds, and they shall be fruitful and increase. And I will set up shepherds over them, which shall feed them. And they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, neither shall they be lacking, saith the Lord. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. In his days Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is the name whereby he shall be called, the Lord our righteousness. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that they shall no more say, The Lord liveth, which brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. But the Lord liveth, which brought up, and which led the seed of the house of Israel out of the north country, and from all the countries whither I had driven them, and they shall dwell in their own land. Mine heart within me is broken because of the prophets. All my bones shake. I am like a drunken man, and like a man whom wine hath overcome, because of the Lord and because of the words of his holiness. For the land is full of adulterers. For because of swearing the land mourneth. The pleasant places of the wilderness are dried up, and their course is evil, and their force is not right. For both prophet and priest are profane. Yea, in my house I have found their wickedness, saith the Lord. Wherefore their way shall be unto them as slippery ways in the darkness. They shall be driven on and fall therein, for I will bring evil upon them, even the year of their visitation, saith the Lord. And I have seen folly in the prophets of Samaria. They prophesied Baal and caused my people Israel to err, just as they have done in America. I have seen also in the prophets of Jerusalem an horrible thing. They commit adultery and walk in lies. They strengthen also the hands of the evildoers, that none doth return from his wickedness. They are all of them unto me as Sodom, and the inhabitants thereof as Gomorrah. And therefore the Sodomites shall reign over them, as they do in America this day. Therefore thus saith the Lord of hosts concerning the prophets, behold, I will feed them with wormwood, and make them drink the water of gall from the prophets of Jerusalem. For from the prophets of Jerusalem is profaneness gone forth into all the land. You see, there is a mountain come that will be cast upon the water spoken of in the book of Revelation. Its name is Wormwood, a star falling from heaven that makes the waters bitter, which is the bitter judgment given to a woman who has committed adultery against her husband, spoken of in the book of Numbers. And this will be given to all of that which calls itself the Church of Jesus Christ. And those who have committed adultery will reap of the judgment spoken of in the book of Numbers, and in this judgment spoken of right here. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, hearken not unto the words of the prophets that prophesy unto you. They make you vain. They speak a vision of their own heart, and not out of the mouth of the Lord. They say still unto them that despise me, be quiet, be still, unto them that despise the Lord. The Lord hath said, ye shall have peace, they say. And they say unto every one that walketh after the imagination of his own heart, no evil shall come upon you. For who hath stood in the counsel of the Lord, and hath perceived the heart of his word? Who hath marked his word, and heard it? I tell you this day, this man, and his wife, and his family, who is speaking to you right now, has marked the word of the Lord, and we will stand upon it. For where the word of a king is, there is power. This word authorized by a king. This King Jesus version, given to the English-speaking people, which is the greatest book that has ever come down in the history of the world. Yes. It is the compiled word of God. I'm not against the originals. There are no originals in existence today. Don't tell me I go to the Greek. There is no Greek manuscript, friend. There is a collection of manuscripts that has to be compiled and assembled. And there are two streams. One of them is clean. It came from Syria. One of them is dirty, and it came from Egypt. And if your English Bible does not say KJV on it, you're drinking dirty water. Behold, a whirlwind of the Lord is gone forth in fury, even a grievous whirlwind. It shall fall grievously upon the head of the wicked. The anger of the Lord shall not return until he have executed, until he have performed the thoughts of his heart. In the latter days you shall consider it perfectly. I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. But if they had stood in my counsel, and had caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned from their evil way, and from the evil of their doings. Am I a God at hand, saith the Lord, and not a God afar off? Can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, saith the Lord? Do not I fill heaven and earth, saith the Lord? I have heard what the prophets said that prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed, I have dreamed. even Martin Luther King, who said, "I have a dream," who was set up by the Church of Rome to destroy the black culture. Friend, if you are black, that man has destroyed your culture. Look upon it. The blacks used to be righteous, upright, in families. And you men have allowed your boys to walk out on these wives and these women whom they have impregnated. And it has destroyed your culture. And you whites are doing the same thing right now. You black men, listen to the word of James David Manning. The man speaks truth. How long shall this be in the heart of the prophets that prophesy lies? Yea, they are prophets of the deceit of their own heart, which think to cause my people to forget my name by their dreams, which they tell every man to his neighbor, as their fathers have forgotten my name for Baal. The prophet that hath a dream, let him tell a dream. And he that hath my word, let him speak my word faithfully. What is the chaff to the wheat, saith the Lord? Is not my word like as a fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? Therefore, behold, I am against the prophets, saith the Lord, that steal my words every one from his neighbor. Behold, I am against the prophets, saith the Lord, that use their tongues and say, he saith. Behold, I am against them that prophesy false dreams, saith the Lord, and do tell them, and cause my people to err by their lies and by their lightness. Yet I sent them not, nor commanded them. Therefore they shall not profit this people at all, saith the Lord. And when this people, or the prophet, or a priest, shall ask thee, saying, what is the burden of the Lord? Thou shalt say unto them, what burden? I will even forsake you, saith the Lord. And as for the prophet, and the priest, and the people, that shall say the burden of the Lord, I will even punish that man in his house. Thus shall ye say every one to his neighbor, and every one to his brother, what hath the Lord answered? And what hath the Lord spoken? And the burden of the Lord shall ye mention no more, for every man's word shall be his burden. For ye have perverted the words of the Lord of hosts of our God. Thus shalt thou say to the prophet, what hath the Lord answered thee? And what hath the Lord spoken? But since ye say the burden of the Lord, therefore thus saith the Lord, because ye say this word, the burden of the Lord, and I have sinned unto you, saying ye shall not say the burden of the Lord, therefore, behold, I, even I, will utterly forget you, and I will forsake you, and the city that I gave you and your fathers, and cast you out of my presence. And I will bring an everlasting reproach upon you, and a perpetual shame which shall not be forgotten. So we go on to Jeremiah 38, and they devise devices against him. 38 verse 1. Then Shephatiah the son of Matan, and Gedaliah the son of Pashur, and Jukal the son of Shelemiah, and Pashur the son of Malkiah, heard the words of Jeremiah had spoken unto all the people, saying, thus saith the Lord, he that remaineth in this city shall die by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence. But he that goeth forth to the Chaldeans shall live, for he shall have his life for a prey, and shall live. Thus saith the Lord, this city shall surely be given into the hand of the king of Babylon's army, which shall take it. Wherefore the princess said unto the king, we beseech thee, let this man be put to death, for thus he weakeneth the hands of the men of war that remain in this city, and the hands of all the people, in speaking such words unto them. For this man seeketh not the welfare of this people, but the hurt. And the same shall be said of some of this message. Rest assured, I am content to wait until judgment day, that the Lord may justify that which is being said today. I will not defend myself against you. If you receive this message and you want to contact me, don't waste your time. I'm not asking for your response. Here's the distinction. They took Jeremiah, they put him in the dungeon in verse 6. And in the dungeon there was no water but mire, so Jeremiah sunk in the mire. They had gotten victory over him. And there was a man by the name of Ebed-Melech, the Ethiopian. Praise God for him. He was one of the eunuchs that was in the king's house. Heard that they had put Jeremiah in the dungeon, and the king then sitting in the gate of Benjamin. Now Ebed-Melech, or Melech, his name means servant of a king. And this man believed Jeremiah. He heard the word that Jeremiah said, and he protected the prophet of the Lord. He went to Jeremiah, Ebed, in verse 8, Ebed-Melech, went forth out of the king's house and spake to the king, saying, My lord the king, these men have done evil in all that they have said to Jeremiah the prophet, whom they had cast into the dungeon, and he is like to die for hunger in the place where he is, for there is no more bread in the city. Then the king commanded Ebed-Melech, the Ethiopian, saying, Take from thence 30 men with thee, and take up Jeremiah the prophet out of the dungeon before he die. So Ebed-Melech took the men with him, and went into the house of the king under the treasury, and took the old cast clouts and old rotten rags, and let them down by the cords into the dungeon to Jeremiah. And Ebed-Melech, the Ethiopian, said to Jeremiah, Put now these old clouts and rotten rags under thine armholes, under the cords. And Jeremiah did so, so they drew up Jeremiah with cords and took him up out of the dungeon, and Jeremiah remained in the court of the prison. Now, Jeremiah had been open. He had stood in the gate of the people. He had prophesied wisely to the king, and the people had rejected him. And this man, Ebed-Melech, saved his life. And as a result of that, the Lord remembered him. If you go to Jeremiah chapter 39, verse 15, the Lord answers Ebed-Melech. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah while he was shut up in the court of the prison, saying, Go and speak to Ebed-Melech, the Ethiopian, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Behold, I will bring my words upon this city for evil, and not for good. And they shall be accomplished in that day before thee. But I will deliver thee in that day, saith the Lord. And thou shalt not be given into the hand of the men of whom thou art afraid. For I will surely deliver thee, and thou shalt not fall by the sword, but thy life shall be for a prey unto thee, because thou hast put thy trust in me, saith the Lord. Ebed-Melech believed the words of Jeremiah. He heeded him. He trusted in the Lord. He called out to him. It produced response and action in his life. And therefore, as a result, his life was given to him as a prey. And this is given to you this day. If you fight against the judgment that the Lord is bringing upon this country, that is not to say that you cannot defend your home and your household from anybody who would come and try to kill your wife or your children. But if you go out to wage war against the beast, you will be overcome. Because the beast is being brought by the Lord to judge this country. And we will go home soon. When you see these things come to pass, lift your heads up, for your redemption draweth nigh. But know and understand that there is no safety in your guns. There is no safety in your grain buckets or your food. There is no safety in your company of people that you gather together in secret to wage war against the beast. There is no safety in anyone but the Lord Jesus Christ and Him alone. There is no safety in your spouse. There is no safety in your children. There is no safety in your money. There is no safety in anything that you could bring except the blood of Christ and your humility before Him to call out unto Him and say, Lord, remember me when you come. And Ebed-Melech did that, and he was given his life as a prey. There is judgment coming upon the land, and it is coming, and it is coming quickly. And it will produce the greatest works of righteousness and glory to the Lord Jesus Christ that we have ever seen in this world. That which was done at Pentecost and by the apostles and by those who followed the Lord in those early years after His ascension into heaven will be exceeded. And the things that will be done will be spoken of in heaven. And Moses himself will come up to you and ask you what it was like. Peter himself and James and John will come up to you saying, Glory, hallelujah, what was it like? Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but in the name of Jesus Christ, get up and walk. And He will come and ask you, what was it like? What did it feel like to do the same thing? What did it feel like? Healthcare will not save you. Your doctor will not save you. Your diet will not save you. Going green will not save you. The blood of Christ is the only thing that we have to present before the one who is holy. In Jeremiah chapter 50, it is spoken of the judgment of Babylon. I believe this to be the United States of America in this day. We have become Babylon. It says in here that we would have healed Babylon, but she would not. She did not want to be healed. In Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 1, the word that the Lord spake against Babylon and against the land of Chaldean, the Chaldeans by Jeremiah the prophet, declare ye among the nations, and publish, and set up a standard, publish and conceal not. Say, Babylon is taken, Bel is confounded, Merodach is broken in pieces, her idols are confounded, her images are broken in pieces. For out of the north there cometh up a nation against her, which shall make her land desolate, and none shall dwell therein, and they shall remove, they shall depart, both man and beast. Now it says in Ezekiel chapter 38, the Gog Magog war, that at the same time that they descend, Gog and Magog, upon Jerusalem, that they will look and they will go up to the north, that they will think an evil thought, and they will go up to the north to the land of unwalled villages. The people who were gathered together, it speaks of them as a melting pot nation, which was jammed down my throat every day in elementary school. In those days and at that time, saith the Lord, the children of Israel shall come, they and the children of Judah together, going and weeping. Rest assured, if you are Christ, then ye are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. You have been made one within the commonwealth of Israel, Ephesians chapter 2. You are Israel, friend. He is the God of Israel. And if you are not Israel, he is not your God. Don't deceive yourself. The heart is deceitfully wicked above all things. Who can know it? In those days and at that time, saith the Lord, the children of Israel shall come, they and the children of Judah together, going and weeping. They shall go and seek the Lord their God. My brother Judah, if you hear this word, understand, we are your brother. And we have been wrong, and you were right. We rejected the law, and you kept it. But you were wrong in that he is the Messiah, son of David. His name is Yeshua HaMashiach, the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Messiah ben Yosef, the Messiah son of Joseph, the suffering servant, Isaiah 53. His name is Jesus Christ, the Lord of lords and King of kings. And you will know it. The Lord will get glory out of you just as he will get glory out of us. There will be a remnant that is saved. And we will go back to the land together, weeping, joyfully. Verse 5, they shall ask the way to Zion with their faces thitherward, saying, come and let us join ourselves to the Lord in a perpetual covenant that shall not be forgotten. My people hath been lost sheep. Their shepherds have caused them to go astray. They have turned them away on the mountains. They have gone from mountain to hill. They have forgotten their resting place. All that found them have devoured them. And their adversaries said, we offend not, because they have sinned against the Lord, the habitation of justice, even the Lord, the hope of their fathers. Remove out of the midst of Babylon, and go forth out of the land of the Chaldeans, and be as the he-goats before the flocks. For lo, I will raise and cause to come up against Babylon an assembly of great nations from the north country. And they shall set themselves in array against her. From thence she shall be taken. Their arrows shall be as of a mighty expert man. None shall return in vain. Those ICBMs are going to hit their target. And Chaldea shall be a spoil. All that spoil her shall be satisfied, saith the Lord. Because ye were glad, because ye rejoiced, O ye destroyers of mine heritage, because ye are grown fat as the heifer at grass, and bellow as bulls, your mother shall be sore confounded. She that bare you shall be ashamed. Behold, the hindermost of the nations shall be a wilderness, a dry land, and a desert. What is the hindermost? The last. The United States of America, the hindermost of the nations. We're the only nation of the world created out of nations of people. Because of the wrath of the Lord, it shall not be inhabited, but it shall be wholly desolate. Every one that goeth out by Babylon shall be astonished and hiss at all her plagues. Put yourself in array against Babylon round about, all ye that bend the bow. Shoot at her, spare no arrows, for she has sinned against the Lord. Shout against her round about, she hath given her hand. Her foundations are fallen. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Her walls are thrown down, for it is the vengeance of the Lord. Take vengeance upon her, as she hath done, do unto her. Cut off the sower from Babylon, and him that handleth the sickle in the time of harvest, in the fall. For the fear of the oppressing sword, they shall turn every one to his people, and they shall flee every one to his own land. A nation gathered out of people. It continues on through the rest of Jeremiah 50 and 51. It goes to Jeremiah 51, verse 49. As Babylon hath caused the slain of Israel to fall, so at Babylon shall fall the slain of all the earth. Ye that have escaped the sword, go away, stand not still. Remember the Lord afar off, and let Jerusalem come into your mind. This is a word for our church, for my family and my friends, and to any who would hear this. This is a message of grace. Repent now, lest the judgment come and it be too late. I'll leave you with the words of Isaiah the prophet, chapter 26, verses 20 and 21. Come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers and shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment, until the indignation be overpassed. For behold, the Lord cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also shall disclose her blood, and shall no more cover her slain. Do not mourn for her, lest you be as Lot's wife. The judgment of this country is sealed. It is time to separate the wheat from the chaff and to seek the Lord with all of your heart. For it may be that he will show you mercy when he comes to bring judgment. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the warning that you've given to me and the opportunity to give to my family and those who would hear this message. I ask for your mercy for everyone who would hear this. I ask that you would cleanse your bride. I ask that you would get glory out of me and my wife and my children and those who are here listening, those of our church. I ask that you would get glory out of the nations. And I pray that those who are coming out of their sins, that you would meet them where they are at and show them the way to Zion, that his name is Jesus Christ. For he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Please forgive us for our many sins, Lord. Have mercy upon me, a sinner, and cover us with your blood. I do pray this in the precious, precious name of Yeshua HaMashiach, the Lord Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Savior, my King and my God. Amen.
Thank you. You're listening to the Great Joy in Great Tribulation Internet Radio Network, and this is your host, Jim Searcy, reminding you that the King is coming. The Great Joy in Great Tribulation website is located at www.moreshoreword.com. That's all one word, all small letters, www.moreshureword.com. That's www.moreshoreword.com. On that website, you'll find many things to help the saints scattered abroad build up their most holy faith and prepare to endure to the end of this 42-month Antichrist war on the saints. Once again, this is Jim Searcy reminding you that the King is coming. And our King said, when we see these things come to pass, that we are to look up and know that our redemption draweth nigh. Only be very strong and of good courage. Stay in the Word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Praise the Lord Jesus.